Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
What we learned yesterday was chilling. The Democrats weren't just planning to put Donald Trump away for the rest of his life across those five criminal cases. They planned to imprison the entire leadership of the GOP ecosystem if they won the presidency again. They were using DOJ and Arctic Frost as weapons. And they were going after no less than 160 key members of either the Republican leadership or the Republican ecosystem, i.e. the grassroots that gets out the vote that makes up the party. And I'm incredibly frustrated listening across the country yesterday as this was breaking. I'm always listening to talk radio somewhere. It was not framed this way by our side. It's kind of, well, you know, inappropriate FBI investigation. Oh, they were going after Republicans. No, these were set up investigations for show trials. What have I said to you? Donald Trump was standing out there alone in front of those courtrooms. The only people standing next to him were the Secret Service, completely by himself. And that was a cattle call for them. They said, you know what? The GOP doesn't care if we put their leader in prison. Let's put them all in prison. And that is what was going on with Arctic Frost. Dear Lord, the bullet we dodged by winning this election. Quote, what we've learned is it was much broader, much more expansive than we ever thought, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan told Fox News. More than 160 Republicans investigated. Folks, and this includes people like Trump White House Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, U.S. Pardon Attorney Ed Martin, White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro, Steve Bannon.
What we've learned is it was much broader, much more expansive than we ever thought. And remember, this is the same Jack Smith who put the gag order on President Trump, who raided his home. This is the same Jack Smith whose two deputies came in front of our committee and took the fifth 71 and 73 times respectively. This is the same Jack Smith who we already know spied on eight United States senators. Now we learn all this. And this is why we want Jack Smith in front of our committee in a deposition format after we get the documents, and we can ask him some of the same questions.
Some of the entities were groups like the Republican Attorneys General Association. Yeah, the FBI is investigating the attorney generals of the Republican states. This is just their formal group. They get together to file legislation. You're going, what? But folks, what this is the entire Republican Party. It's the Republican ecosystem. It's the attorneys general over here. And it's people that you've probably never heard of who run the grassroots operations of the party, registering people, turning out votes. People like Ed Corrigan, he's one of the 160, okay? He's the president of the Conservative Partnership Institute and a longtime GOP Senate aide. They accused him in their internal memos of being pro-Putin and the guy, through his influence, who, quote, controls the Freedom Caucus. I don't hear a crime here, do you? Quote, this is from their internal memos. This is why they're going after the guy. he, quote, has plans that are not good for the FBI, unquote. That's something written by a Seattle-based FBI agent, one of their offices. Quote, Corrigan hates the FBI, who he refers to as spooks. Remember what Senator Chuck Schumer said? You cross the intel community, they've got nine ways to Sunday to get you back. And they seem to think this is an entitlement now. This is what they sit around and do. Do you remember me screaming and yelling on this podcast that, you know, Trump would stand, like I said a minute ago, outside the courtroom. He'd come out during his, you know, felony trial in New York and make a statement during the break, and there'd only be Secret Service next to him. And I said, listen, if we do not stand next to him the way the Democrats would, I mean, if we were doing this to them, I mean, you'd see big names, Democrat governors and former presidents standing next to the accused, defending them. And I said, he's alone if we don't stand with him. I mean, I literally physically stand there. If we don't do it, every single effective Republican presidential candidate, maybe many Senate and House candidates after him, will go to prison. Little did I know, I was right. They saw that. And they began, because it was like taking candy from a baby, they began making plans. Just, why not? Go ahead and put the entire Republican Party infrastructure in prison. Finish them off so no one will ever feel comfortable legally starting another infrastructure group again, another get out the boat group again, another Republican attorneys general. I mean, I can't even get over that because the lawfare will bankrupt them. Faction, you got to realize where they were at the time. In their minds, Trump was done. In my mind, Trump was done. There was no way he was getting out of five cases totaling 700 years in prison, some of them federal cases, some of them state cases. They'd built a quadruple redundant system so that even if he somehow survived being in court on election day, which he would have been either in Georgia or in Florida being tried in one of those two cases, if he somehow got elected, well, they'd have state convictions and he couldn't pardon himself. So if he were the president, he'd have to rule from prison. And folks, it looked like they were going to pull it off. But remember, each one of these cases, and I've laid this out before, fell apart in a very freaky way. I really see the hand of God in it. I mean, almost every one of them, it was like a miracle. He shouldn't have been able to beat the case, but he did. So they were doing this from a place of supreme confidence that they could put a lot of the Republican ecosystem, a lot of those leaders in prison. That it was already over, they'd already won. How could a guy possibly beat this level of criminal trials in an election year? Folks, this was show trial city. This was positively Soviet, what they were planning. And what was the predicate? Broadly, and you'll hear this, that Donald Trump, you know, claimed the election was rigged and tried to have impaneled an alternate set of electors who would not vote to confirm the Joe Biden election. But if you dig deep into what really set this off timing wise, it was that President Trump was considering, because he thought the election was stolen, because it was, appointing Jeff Clark as an acting attorney general. And then Mr. Clark wrote that, quote, the DOJ identified significant concerns that may have impacted the outcome of the election in multiple states. So Trump was doing this in the, you know, in the months, the final months of his presidency after losing the race. And they launched this investigation going, you know, we've got to go ahead and put the whole GOP ecosystem in prison. Here's the bottom line, folks. More than a dozen FBI offices participated in this. And again, when you look at the case of Ed Corrigan, one of the reasons they were investigating him, besides, you know, I guess questioning the outcome of the election, is that he was supposedly, quote, pro-Putin, unquote. Well, we know the whole Russia interference thing was not only fake, but the FBI helped Hillary Clinton to fake it, to make it up. And yet the fact that they were still using this as a predicate for an investigation when they knew it was fake shows you this is just a political assassination of a party to finish it off. So they never again, like China, would have any kind of real opposition. Folks, what's terrifying is this. More than a dozen of these FBI offices were involved in this. And folks, we haven't fired a single special agent in charge. That's what the heads of these local offices are called. Now, we did pressure and kind of push one guy out in the Southern District of New York. But folks, how have we left these people in place? Donald Trump is in mortal political danger every day these people are in place. These are the people who stood by when the memo went out saying, hey, let's infiltrate the Catholic Church. These are the people who stood by as, you know, Russiagate was faked. It is a wonder that they haven't launched another fake investigation. Folks understand, Trump, remember, was in charge when they destroyed his first term with Russiagate. It was truly stolen from him to leave these people in place. What are they thinking? So here's our predicate. Here's our excuse, as if we needed cover, but this is cover. Going after more than 160 Republicans, including current Trump administration officials, use that as your predicate and start the firings now. Look, I love Kash Patel. He's done amazing things with going after criminals and gang members and cartel members and illegal immigrants. And that's awesome. I want it to continue. But these people have to go. Trump is not going to finish this term without another massive major scandal coming out of the FBI, directed at him, by the way, totally fake, no doubt. It is only a matter of time. I'm certain they're cooking it up now. These people cannot be left in place. And one more thing, folks, if Trump leaves office with these people still in place, and folks, if I were the president, I'd start with all the special agents in charge of these offices. I'd fire everyone and I'd go down at least two levels and fire everybody. So, you know, number one, number two, and number three in charge, bare minimum. You cannot leave these people in place. You know why? The second Trump is gone, everyone's afraid to stand up to them. They're going to turn right around and they're going to come after us, probably a lot of the same people on ridiculously trumped up charges. They're just going to resume where they left off. I guarantee it. It's got to start now. The mass firing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
A lot of people are taking their eyes off what's going on in Chicago and Portland, but we're going to stay laser focused on it as we have been for the last 3 months when no one was talking about this. Because let me tell you what, something historic is about to happen. And what it does, I want you to understand everything that's gone before it. This is going to be George Floyd historic. What they need is a kill. They desperately need one of these ICE agents to have to kill either a protester or a violent illegal immigrant. These crowds are getting insane. Laura Ingraham had a great shot from Texas earlier this week, where they're still tracking these agents somehow, and they show up to pick somebody up. This guy was a multiple-time deportee. They can barely get in and out of the house that they're extracting him from because of the size of the crowd and its violence. They're throwing things. So in Chicago, where, keep in mind, Greg Bovino, there's a reason the Democrats are targeting him. They know the cartels have an active hit on his head. And yet they are calling him out more and more and more and more. They want him dead. They want him killed. And they want him killed because they now see the 175,000 applications for the 10,000 ICE positions. So you're talking about this is going to be a very elite force that everyone's going to want to join. It's going to be like special forces. I'm serious. That's what it will be if Trump stays in office long enough. Everybody wants to fight for their country. In a way, you can't even really do in the military because this is on the streets of America. And the Democrats are desperate to stop this, desperate to keep their shadow nation. And they need the imagery of an ICE agent killed. They also need the imagery of ICE, hurting or killing someone. So what they're trying to do is take away non-lethal means. In other words, the effective way these agents have been using tear gas, yeah, not a lot of fun to get tear gas, but doesn't kill you either. Doesn't permanently damage you. And managing to save themselves from these crowds that surround them, throw rocks, bricks, and come at them with knives. So this lunatic liberal judge has barred ICE from using tear gas. And what has happened in the Chicago media is that they got a clip of Greg Bovino throwing the tear gas and others of his agents throwing them. But what they don't show in the media is what happened beforehand. The judge is ruling based off of lying mainstream media clips, which is how we got to hear from Fox News.
As the Trump administration is cracking down on illegal aliens, driving the left crazy, of course, an activist judge is cracking down on immigration agents. This Obama-appointed judge, Sarah Ellis, ordered Border Patrol Commander-at-Large Greg Bovino to report to her every day at 6 p.m. for the next week to, I guess, explain agents' actions that Democrats are calling abusive. He was originally called to testify today over claims he used tear gas for no reason and without warning. We're talking about Bovino there. Now, understand this. An unelected federal judge is in no position to dictate crowd control measures. Period. End of story. It's not his or her role.
Okay. Even the local Chicago media, in one article, it was the only one I was able to find where they actually had what precipitated this, admits they came at Greg Bovino and the other ICE agents, massive crowd, okay? They are way outnumbered by this crowd. Came at them with a knife and throwing rocks and bricks. So what's her beef? Well, she told them not to use tear gas unless there was two warnings. She just ruled, listen to this, a warning does not consist of saying, as they did, get back or leave. You must tell people what you are going to do before you do it so people have the opportunity to comply. This isn't what I've seen in the video. So the guys were saying, leave, back up. She said, no, we have to explain. You're going to use tear gas. So he has to come report to her. Listen to what it takes in Democrat and cartel-controlled America, which is Chicago. 110,000 gangsters on the streets of Chicago, according to Cash Patel, just for Greg Bovino to enter and exit the courtroom with the price on his head, it's $10,000. They're offering, by the way, the cartel $2,000 if you can kidnap him and torture him. I don't know what he's doing with his family. I don't know where they are. Hope they're safe. Listen to this from local media. Surrounded by a large number of federal officers, this is what it takes for him to go to and from the court. Greg Bovino entered and left Chicago's federal courthouse among a loud chorus of jeers and taunts directed at him by the assembled protesters who outnumbered the feds surrounding him. So he needs the feds to protect him from the crowds, but also the cartels, which we learned last week, the big hits, 50,000, bounties, they're coming from the cartels down in Mexico. Now think about what the Democrats are doing here to try to get the kill. She orders him to come in every day at 6 p.m. Every day. So what? So they know where he is. Greg Bovino, you're not a guy with a hit. Yeah, human rights abuser, that guy. Yeah, he'll be at this court at 6 p.m. every night. He can't move back and forth without... This is America. This is in Mexico. Oh, my Lord. They're trying to get him killed. And Pritzker's out there every day, the governor, using his name Anyway, Laura Ingraham showed the rock, brick, and knife attack. So in other words, understand, you can come at Greg Bovino and ICE agents who you outnumber with knives, rocks, and bricks, and they are to stand there and inform you. Next will be the tear gas. Twice! You know how quick you could put a knife in someone? Which is the idea. So here's Laura Ingraham. You can't see it, but you can hear it. You can get an idea of what's happening.
Transport 1 will start getting swarmed over here. Please advise that we are blocked in.
Back up! Back up!
These agitators keep getting in the faces of agents, trying to provoke them, swarming them over and over. And the agents are yelling for backup. Then came the rocks. The first was thrown at agents where Bovino was actually standing. And video provided by DHS appears to show fireworks were shot toward the agents as well. You can hear the sounds popping.
Get off the street! Get off the street! Get off the street! Get off the street! Get off the street!
And a second rock was thrown at Bovino as well. Again, agents warned that these rioters were not getting back, told them to get back. That's when they had to take measures. Again, the judge probably has never done crowd control. That's not her role. So that's when the tear gas came out to keep people safe. How many more warnings are they expected to give?
You heard him say, get back. They're surrounded. Now listen just real quick. 7 Eyewitness News, ABC, Chicago. A man, this is from that incident. A man with a knife appearing to slash at an official vehicle. An object that is a rock thrown toward Bovino and the other agents. She said their audible warnings weren't enough. They're way outnumbered by the crowd. Folks, this is going to explode, and that's what the Democrats want. They are trying to recreate the summer of love on steroids. They need a kill on video. So they're taking away non-lethal means, forcing agents like Bovino, when they are surrounded and outnumbered, which they always are. I mean, these are terrifying. I'd be terrified if I was in this situation with this crowd. And you could barely hold them back. They're going to have to use a bullet at some point. That's what the Democrats want, folks. This is going to explode. It's only a matter of time.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.